Pre-puzzle number one.
Yay! We're not dead!
Wyatt shouts into the darkness. Leave it to Wyatt to look on the bright side, says Nessa.
It's hard to have a bright side when it's so dark in here, Sonny remarks. Tracing an algorithm in the air, he makes an orb of light appear. When your surroundings come into view, Sophia gasps.
Whoa! I wasn't expecting that.
Neither were you.
It looks like a train car, complete with rows of seats, carpet, and windows tinted black. Only in Silverquicken could the inside of a giant snake look like this. If the walls weren't gently slithering side to side, you would have thought you were on a train at night.
Train? Wyatt asks, delighted.
I love trains!
After passing through a few train cars, you come to the caboose. Where the train ends, the rails extend into a swirling river. You can hear the rhythmic clicking and clacking as if the train were moving.
Do we jump off? Nessa asks.
I wouldn't, says Sonny.
Hey, guys!
Sophia calls from inside the train car. There's a lever here. I think it will detach the caboose.
You tug it hard.
It's stuck.
Look! Are these some kind of instructions?
Wyatt asks.
It's a cipher,
Sonny notes, running his fingers along the jumbled letters.
And a note.